This is an interview of Booker Reeves and Donna Reeves at 104 Buckingham Road, Charlottesville, Virginia, by Gene Hyatt and Ashlyn Smith on September 8, 1994.
Mr. Reeves, one question we're wondering is, were you born in Charlottesville, and where?
I was born in Free Union, Virginia.
Oh.
Which is about 12 hours away.
And then, did you grow up in Free Union, or did you come, then you came to Charlottesville?
Left Free Union. My family left for Union, and for about 6 months we lived in Buffalo, New York.
Huh.
And then my mother didn't like it for it. Therefore we moved back to Charlottesville in 1924.
And then did you move to, is that when you moved into Charlottesville?
Yes.
In 1924? And where did you live when you came back to Charlottesville? Was that on?
I lived on several locations because they sold their home place to Free Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while to find what they wanted to live here in Charlottesville. So I lived for a while on 3rd Street. And then we moved to Booker Street.
Hmm.
And then to Reed Street.
Oh
yes, right.
Hartman Mill.
Hartman.
But you were right near Reed Street on Hartman Mill.
Yeah.
You are talking
to
Mr. Payne.
Right.
The house next door.
Next to Mr. Payne. And what were your parents' names? Your parents?
My mother's name was Lottie, L-O-T-T-I-E, and my father's name was Lewis, W-W-I-S.
And what was your mother's family name?
Adams.
Adams. Were they from
Free Union?
Free Union? Were they born in Free Union?
Mm-hmm.
So your family's been here for a long time.
Right.
What kind of work did they do? Your parents? What kind of work did your parents do?
My father worked at the University of Virginia Hospital for 35 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And then prior to that, he worked for the city of Charlottesville in the maintenance department and got an injury. He had to stay off for a year.
And then he went to the university after that? Did he do maintenance at the university?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about your mother? Did she work outside the home?
No.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
One brother and four sisters.
Did they end up in Charlottesville, or did they go other places?
Most of them went other places.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Long time ago. That's what I mean by long ago.
Right. Your other the other family stayed in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Any other family members live in the Ridge Street area when they grew up, or they didn't stay in Ridge Street area?
Some parts of it. Mm-hmm. I have a sister with a family that lives on Cotton Mill in the same time.
Oh, no kidding. What family, what's that last name? Walter Payne's wife Is your sister? So you have a lot of background in Ridge Street and a lot of family. We wanted to know about something about memories of your childhood and on Hartman Mill Road. How old were you probably when you moved to Hartman Mill Road?
Eight or 10.
Oh, so you were very, very young. And do you remember what the address was?
118.
118.
Yeah. And the house is still there.
Still there. Is it a...
Next door to the wall or something. Hmm. A big white house.
So it's a very old house? Do you think it's... Yeah. Do you have an idea how old it is?
Oh, no. I guess the house must be 75 years old.
More than that.
Older than
you all
moved into
it.
Well, it might be a hundred.
I'm not saying anything wrong with it, but I mean...
It's an old house, so that we should go look at it.
More than that. The house on this street, we do it in 75.
Mm-hmm. It's a old. Is it a frame house? An old white frame house?
White frame.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a metal siding on it now.
Did your parents buy the house?
Yes.
Oh, and
And remodeled it.
And they remodeled it and added on rooms and so forth. Or?
No, they didn't have to add on. That they just did the remodel.
Uh-huh.
Well, you had a bath.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice. How were they able to buy the house? Did they get were they able to go to a bank and get a loan? I mean, I know that used to be difficult to do.
Well, they had some money left from the place they sold out of 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they could have bought the place and that's it.
Are there some childhood friends of yours that you remember especially that would be interesting to tell us about that lived on Ridge Street or near Ridge Street?
I don't see that I know any that are living. See, I'm 78 years old.
They don't have to be
Herbert Porter.
Oh,
Herbert Porter, yeah. He still lives on
Harvard. No kidding. Herbert Porter?
Yeah.
And he was a friend of yours when you were a child?
I knew him, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Go ahead, Ashley.
The friends wouldn't have to be living there.
Right.
If you remember the boys or girls that you're trying to
You can say you all about it, too. Winton Cole.
Winton?
Winton Cole.
Uh-huh.
Langford Avenue, which is the next street to Hartman Mill Road.
Mm-hmm.
And,
He was a playmate of yours, or a childhood friend.
We finished high school together.
Oh, so a long time ago.
And one more.
Some names that we've interviewed, Virginia Roth, whose name was Molly Burton Steyer.
She was a classmate of mine.
Uh-huh. A little younger.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
Virginia Roth. Virginia Thompson.
She was a good.
Yeah. She's a younger person. Okay.
But up there, what about the Barnum?
Yeah, Alfred Barnum.
Barnum?
B-Y-N-U-M. Lived on Reed Street.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Did he have a sister named Annie Barnum?
Oh, his mother. Annie Barnum was his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have any other friends you might want to mention besides Winston and Alfred and Herbert?
In that area, I don't have others.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Maybe you could tell us something about what you did when you were a child, interests you had, or things that people did at the time. Did you have to work a lot in your big piece of land? Did you have a garden there?
Yeah, my mom and father had quite a garden there before they sold off the house of the kings.
Those were, that land was inherited, but they left that land to people.
Mm-hmm.
All of that land they left to their children. So every child had a piece of land.
This is Booker's parents. That's wonderful.
Well, not them,
but anyway, they passed it on.
They did
the garden, a large garden.
But
you had a large garden?
Yeah, before that happened.
Mm-hmm.
We planned from one end of the 4-acre site, 3 or 4 acre site, to the other end. And then back to adjoin the land on Plank Avenue.
Uh-huh. That's large.
And there was no city water down there. We had a large spring that had built up. And the next thing is what my folks called a milk box. They had a tap. And this milk box was built up and started to, that's where they took the milk, because it was cool in this spring box, we call it.
Well, did you sell the milk, or was it just for your family?
For the family. You had one cow.
One cow.
So one cow just moving up the fence.
Yeah, that's nice. Did you have other animals like chickens and?
Oh yeah, chickens, geese.
Mm-hmm. So it was like a little farm, really.
Pigs.
Pigs.
That's right.
Get it? I
mean,
get it in my
house. Hmm. That's wonderful. So did you have chores that you would have to do?
At home?
Uh-huh.
Chores at home, and then I went out to work when I was about 2 years old.
Wow. What did you do?
I worked for a family that lived on Ridge Street. The Ridge Street was all white. I was called
Mm-hmm. What family did you work for? Do you remember the name?
Cleveland.
The Cleveland. They're famous, aren't they? Was it, what was the father's name?
Emmett.
Emmett, right. I've had his name down. Other people have mentioned him. He was a mayor, wasn't he, at one time?
At one time.
Yeah. So did you work for him off and on for many years, or just a
I worked for a family because they had two children, and the father, my mother came to my house in Harmony Hill looking for somebody to take care of this baby on Sunday.
On Sunday?
It seemed to me I might have gone to work that following Monday to take care of baby. That's what I ended up taking care of baby.
Child care.
Then he grew up. I went to the other chores in the house, cleaning, cooking, and I really learned to cook a bit while I was working on that.
No kidding.
And going to school before.
Driving. You went to, there were cars? I mean, what's the date when you were young? Give me an idea of what decade we're talking about. It was in the
1920s,
perhaps the 30s. So there were cars around.
Okay.
You had cars. I mean, people had cars at the time.
Mm-hmm. And you see, they had a store downtown. Oh,
which is still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see now. There's one on Garrett Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that the people I worked for was on Main Street, the corner of Main and
Are
you all from college?
No, but I know a lot about Southfield, just from, you know, being, I've been here for over 10 years. Ashley, how long have you been here? 35
years. I'm learning.
35.
I'm learning.
She's been here 35 years.
You don't remember?
I remember Gleason's farm machinery and seeds, but you're speaking of
grocery store. Right across from, you were in the brand. Right across from the brand.
On Main and 4th. Is that where the people from the Rich Street area would shop at that store?
From all over town.
Everybody.
Most people dealt with fish and beef. Those people probably here in the university, but that kind of people can live in Georgia.
Right.
And so they get there and
it's still on this Leo Grand. Most of them is the big store. Leo Grand, Leo
Grand. That's very interesting, I think.
Have you all interviewed Ms. Mitchell?
No, we have not.
That's what Margaret is. All the people that you said, and who still is, and she's still
on this street.
Margaret.
I know she has a bit, they have a business.
Yes, well, she lives on Fort Porter, she was a Margaret Nelson. Those people should be
mentioned.
Those people need to be seen.
Well, we,
they could tell you all about their business. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's how we get the name, so we keep going. That's really helpful.
That's very good.
And it's fun to hear about names from more than one person, too. I think
I'm trying to think of someone else.
Well, Mr. Reese, did you have, were there horses and carriages when you were little, or they were gone? That's fine, okay. This is more developed. The people that live, where did people go shopping for groceries and clothes? Was it Gleason?
The people who live on Ridge.
Yeah, Ridge or
you all didn't go down, and Mr. Richmond wasn't all the way down there. But, up on the hill, you were telling me the other day some place you went shopping.
R-E-D-D-I-S-H. Right on top of the hill. Right at the beginning of the black circle.
Were most of the stores right in Vinegar Hill then?
Most of the in Vinegar Hill. The flag business.
Right.
Up from beginning of Angus. Have you heard of Angus?
Yes, I heard of Angus.
Angus store on down to the foot of the hill.
What did he sell, Mr. Inge? What kind of...
That's
a grocery store. He's a famous, from that famous, he's well known. Yeah, I know. Chicken soup, I'm supposed to say.
Chicken soup.
Yeah. And you went to Jefferson?
School.
Yeah. Did you go there? What did they, how did you get to school?
Walk.
And as I understand, the roads were not paved past, was it Langford Avenue? It paved up Hartman Mill Road, and then it stopped.
Up Ridge Street. And up Ridge Street. And Street, which is located where it is now.
Okay.
But that's a different building from what I personally.
It is?
Yes. See, that was built in 1927.
And the other building was it a little building in the front of it?
Big
that was torn down?
It was a big building.
Eight
It had 8 rooms, but the rooms were huge. The rooms were half the size of the place, just about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the basement. Yeah,
that's not inside of the big building? I thought it.
No. This was on 4th Street. You know where you turn in to go to the market?
Yeah.
That same place where you turn in there with the front of old Jefferson Street.
Hmm.
So it's gone. The
whole
building
yeah.
is gone.
Did you have, when you were going, did they have a school up to 12th grade by that time? I know that they only had it through 8th grade.
No, when I went there, it was through 11.
Through 11?
Yes.
And then what happened?
I went to college.
You skipped that. Well, that's 12th grade. Where did you go to college?
I went to Hampton University.
That was it.
8th grade.
So everybody just stopped at 11.
Everybody stopped at 11.
So you graduated from Jefferson. I talked to Pocahontas Sellers, and she said she was the first, she was in the first graduating class, which was like 1930. She wasn't sure if it was 29 or 30. And I know people had to, before they had to go away to school if they wanted to complete their education. Well, when you were growing up, did you feel the effect of segregation, did you, I mean, did it bother you as a young person? Or did you just go on with your life? Or were you angry about it?
It bothered me because I knew in parts of this country that were not existing. But I knew it wasn't anything I could do about it at that time. And of course, the organization that really got its start moving was the NAACP.
My husband carried back to a African college until he got his teacher's job. And then from that, he was the principal of it. And then on and on, so he was just. So his work was his work was.
Did you go to the Jefferson reunion this past weekend?
Well, we didn't go. She was chairman of it.
No, I wasn't chairman. I was on the committee when they had it in 1990.
The first one,
yeah. Yeah, just recently. Well, you went to Hampton as an undergraduate?
Undergraduate.
And then, did you end up going to the University of Virginia at one time?
Graduated from the University of Virginia with a master's degree. And,
so they gave him this year? And at least, so this award was given, September 3rd, awarded to Mr. Booker Reeves in recognition of his many years of dedication to the field of education and leadership as principal, presented by Jefferson High School alumni. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could look at that at the end of that, didn't it? So you received your bachelor's degree from Hampton, and then how did you manage? How did it happen that you went to the University of Virginia?
Was it
integrated
going,
by that time?
I started going to Howard University
for your graduate work.
What?
For a graduate work.
Graduate work.
Uh huh.
Because we were. Well, you made more money if you had a graduate
degree.
Right. And, still the case. I was in a principalship at that time, and there was a need to have a degree. And so I went to the university. I ended up
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
what?
She got her master's at the
University of 55. Mm-hmm. Oh, not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
From University of
Virginia. Mm-hmm. So I was the first black.
From
Charlotte. From
Charlotte.
Ah. And we always say, black instead of Afro-American.
Well, it keeps changing, so it's easier to say that. So you did like maybe part of your degree with Howard University, and then you finished at UVA. Did you go, was this like
I couldn't transfer anywhere, so they didn't accept any further.
No, kidding. So you have to start all over again.
That's just the way it was.
Well, he was the first person.
From Charlotte. I mean,
from Charlotte.
Because you see, you put things in papers and things, and you say the first person, and people will then say that isn't true.
First person from Charleston. That's still really significant.
Yeah,
and did they have black students in the undergraduate program at the time, or just in the graduate program?
Supreme Court decision came down, so after that, that's the start.
Is that 1954 at 54?
54. But it was some time before they started. I don't know which one was, they were children to me.
Sure.
I had a daughter that was almost there, I believe, because they were, you know, over 40 now. And I don't think, now I'm not sure on this, but don't put that down. But I'm not sure when those children came in. You know, like Bobby Bland, and all those children came in from here.
They didn't come before that the same
children. I know that, but I see that when you were there, when they're undergraduate students. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. They could have started.
Okay. So, after you got your degree from the University of Virginia, you continued on as principal. Were you principal at Jefferson?
For a while.
Yeah, but he was principal at Jefferson for 65. 65.
And when did I go on to George Tremont made me assistant superintendent?
George, I don't know him.
You know their name?
Yeah, and they're friends of ours. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
David Sistano and Nancy Tremont, his daughter, are good friends.
Well, I was under George Tremont. He's the O'Care's assistant superintendent.
Where else did you work as principal? Was it
Jefferson.
And McGuffey. McGuffey also. Huh? He was principal at McGuffey also.
Oh, that's
where
the first integrated.
Mm-hmm.
His first
integrated
McGuffey.
Well, Mr. John Gaines was a principal over there too, wasn't he?
Later
after you?
Yeah. He's a youngster,
yeah.
As far as I'm my age.
Well, he's a baby. That's your nephew?
Yeah.
Huh.
And we were married when I was 3 years old.
That's a youngster, all right. I know Mr. Gaines pretty well. I used to be a Chapter 1 teacher and work under him. Well, Was McGuffey a high school author? I don't know. What was McGuffey was an elementary school?
Did you go to McGuffey from Jefferson School?
But you started out teaching. I'm going backwards. You were a teacher before you became a principal.
Of course.
And so approximately how long did you teach?
Oh, let me see. I taught teachers. My first year of teaching Chapel graduation for 1938-39.
Okay.
That was my third year.
Okay.
Even 5 feet.
Move out.
Then I scored. And so I...
So you were at Kluvana for a short time, and then you came over just 1 year. And then you were at Jefferson. Okay. And then Jefferson went over to Burley?
No, I didn't go to Burley.
Or some people did.
And the county and city went together for a high school, early. But when that happened, when the high school left Jefferson, he was taught in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Jefferson, they left from Jefferson, when it went to Burley, which was very consolidated, so he became principal of elementary school, which was then at Jefferson.
Okay. What did you teach when you were teaching?
Well, in the social studies area, I taught history and government.
I'm going to have grandchildren.
That's how they see the problem. It's called sociology.
Okay, great. Interesting. This is a tough question. What Ashland gave me here. What do you consider to be your greatest accomplishment? We could try your career. And then whatever else you might mention.
I'll come back to
that. Okay. I would have trouble with that. Okay. What do you think?
As far as
I think that's good.
I don't think it's very accomplishment to be a role model for his children and other children. And also,
Good communicator. One thing.
I would think too it's the fact that we had three children and the three children all went to college.
Well, I think that's the wonderful thing about education.
the youngster that he influenced, and also the, as I say, the something really troubles that we're coming down with. I thought they all were talking, I think it's nice to talk about him and all of that, you know, but I thought you all wanted to jump things about his history.
Well, you know, part of, that's what other people have asked, but he's an important part of the history of Ridge Street, you both are. I mean, when we write this, this would be, you know,
interesting. All our children were raised, even when we said 25 years ago, when my youngest child entered the University of Virginia, she was in that first class that they let girls into. And we were here that year. And I think it was 1970. Just that.
1970.
And
all my
children were raised on Ridge Street.
We can go back to that.
Yeah.
We're moving around.
I'm jumping around.
Back to Ridge.
But I think because of the, his, your interesting life, it is a real important part of Ridge Street. But, so after, I guess what maybe we could talk about Donna's life a little bit, and then
yeah.
And then how you got married. Okay. But you, where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Charleston. My mother was a cook. I called here for President
John Newsom.
And we lived in the back of that house.
Not in a separate little house, but in the back of the house. There's lots of houses up there.
Well, little house is right behind the president's house.
Huh.
That's
what
I
did.
Well, I didn't grow up there either because I didn't know. Mama didn't start working up there until 19, I don't know, when I was in the 50s. Or 6 days. Before that time, she was in New York, and I lived with a family down on 6th Street there. I lived there on 6th Street North there. And I lived there 3 years.
You lived with another family while your mother worked?
Yes, I did. And then
that was
came
a,
back.
Must have been a tough time for you.
It wasn't tough because they were a very nice family. It was very good. I lived there on 6th Street and with Bell children, with Jackson children, with Polish children, and we were all friends.
The Jackson children, is this related to the Professor?
Yes,
the
Professor. We were still connected and I still lived with him.
I know her. Oh, no kidding. That was 6th Street?
6th Street, Northwest. And what they call now was Star Hill, and there was, I didn't know it was that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the 60s.
So then you're, then you mm-hmm. moved out of that kind of neighborhood mm-hmm. and lived up on Park Hill.
Uh-huh, but I was always back in the south.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because as I say, many people that I knew with the father were just, well, I couldn't have been the nicer people.
The Barbers, is they related to Ray Barber, who was the mayor? Did you say the
Charles
Barber?
Well, they all related somewhat. I don't know, mm-hmm. just some sort of cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know him then, because he's another one up there. But I've known him all the time.
So were you born in Charleston?
No, I was born in Keene, the southern part.
Keene. And your parents, are they from that area too?
No,
or
mother.
What's your mother's name?
Her name was Pauline Lowe. She was married to an Upton Lowe, or Ellisworth.
Ellisworth.
How do you spell his name? How do you spell that?
Today, moved, what brought them to move to Charlottesville? Was it job?
Just a good job.
Because they were like, probably lived in a farming situation.
I don't know anyone. My mother at one time taught reading.
Oh, okay. Did she teach out in the teen area?
No, she taught it.
So then you grew up after you stayed on Christ Hill until you were a young adult, huh? So how did you meet each other?
How did you meet each other?
Oh! He was your teacher in high school, you were in high school? My parents were married in 1940. So did you go to a college and then come back?
I went to college for 1 year.
Where did you go?
Virginia Tech.
Definitely. I visited there. And then did you all move to buy a house in Ridge Street or rent, or what did you get?
We lived with his sister. That was John's mother. John Dean's mother. For 5 years. I guess about 5 years. And then we moved to...
Where was that?
Part on 9th Street.
9th Street. Is that where he still is? Yeah.
And then we bought the home on Ridge Street. 755. One of the city pair, you know.
That's up in, set up on the higher part of Ridge Street? 755? Yeah,
two houses on Lamper Avenue on the west side. Do you know Ridge Street or what?
Well, I know it better all the time because I've enjoyed it. How is it, where is it compared to the Ferguson Funeral Home?
Well, it's on the other side.
It's on the other side.
It's a large stucco house.
Oh.
It's called Kevin's Dad. Tell him about the people who built the house.
It was a family of cooks. They built the house, they were Germans.
Mm-hmm.
Next door to us was the owner of the Pritchard Upright.
Oh, Mr. Wardell Upright.
Not Wardell.
Oh, someone else? Oh, okay.
Wardell's
grandfather. And they were living when we moved there,
his grandfather and grandma.
Huh.
So Wardell was about my age.
So his grandparents had a
brickyard?
Yes.
Yes, he owned the brickyard. You ever heard of that?
Hmm. Have you heard of it?
Have
you asked
him?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was located,
and she played in Fightfield. Oh. Linda, she played in Fightfield.
Oh, yeah. His house number was. Is that what you said?
No, she was. I was wondering where it was located. The brickyard.
The brickyard. The brickyard was at the end of 60, I guess it was.
Off of Perry Avenue, down the way.
And they made the. They made the brick from the land, the color of the soil.